Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 307 for October 9th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this podcast is brought to you by the Citrix Corporation and GoToMeeting. More on that in a minute. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm glad to have you on board. It's really a pleasure to bring you this show, and our goal here is to bring you a show that is packed with information that can help you as a travel professional. And the products that we mention in this show, the offerings, are here because we believe in them, and we think that the people that we interview have interesting information to share with you. We don't get paid for having any of the products other than the Citrix GoToMeeting product. That's the only paid advertiser. You know, you can get the Home Base Travel Agent Show on iTunes. You can just go to iTunes and search Travel Agent, and you'll find it there. And also on the Blueberry Network at blubrry.com. That's Blueberry without the E's, and you can check it out there. Well, the music in the show is provided by the IOTA Network, and the song that you're listening to here, the preliminary song, that helps us out, keeps the show a little bit interesting and with some variety at the beginning, is Easy to Love, and the artist is Tess Henley. And you can find a link to the music in the show notes, and you can go via the link and obtain the song and the album. Well, this week in the show, we have a guest and a co-hosted segment, and we're going to talk about a host agency. It's a host agency that many of you are familiar with. It's Lorene's Host Agency. And our guest is from the host agency. Actually, the interview is a two-part interview. Part of it will come to you this week, and the other part will come to you next week. And the reason for that is it's two different topics, two very important topics for travel professionals. So we wanted to bring both topics to you, and we didn't want to have a show that was excessively long. And if you went over to podcastawards.com a couple weeks ago and nominated the Home Base Travel Agent Show for a podcast award, I really appreciate it. I want to thank you for doing that. And I think the voting has taken place, and the announcement of the winners is coming up here very shortly, so we'll have more on that as time goes on. Well, what I want to do now is get on into the co-hosted segment of the show. But you know, I almost forgot. I almost forgot that we do have a sponsor, so I better get that out of the way. You know, online meetings are a great tool for business to work, to help you work smarter, and that's why I highly recommend GoToMeeting, and it's by Citrix Corporation. And GoToMeeting is the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available, and I use it in my day job, and I find it to be very handy, and it saves me a lot of travel time. And with GoToMeeting, you can join meetings in seconds without technical headaches. And it's also easy to set up because you can schedule your meetings with just a click, and you can do this on the fly, and I've done that many times. I've scheduled a meeting, called somebody up and said, hey, can you go to this link and put in the meeting code, and then we have a meeting instantly, or almost instantly, right there on the fly, and I do that quite often. And you know, you can also hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, you get voice over IP and a toll-free audio conferencing number. All that is included in the GoToMeeting package. Now, with GoToMeeting, you can do everything from your sales calls to project meetings right from your desk. And GoToMeeting makes your meetings more cost and time efficient, which is better for business. You know, saves me time on the road. So, my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free. That's free for 30 days. And that's an unlimited amount of online meetings for free. And all you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, and make sure you enter the promo code PODCAST. We get credit for it that way, and I really appreciate it. So with that, now I think we're ready to get on into the co-hosted segment of the show. So here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and we're happy to be back. And today we have Lorene Romero here once again, and we have a guest, and our guest has two great topics to talk about. So what we're going to do, in an attempt to keep the show within the time frame that most people commute within, 30 to 40 minutes, we're going to break this interview up into two parts. So the first part will be obviously today, and then the second part we'll bring to you next week. And Lorene and our guest will explain a little bit more about what those two parts are.
So with that, what I'll do is I'll let Laureen take it over and do the introductions.
Great. Thank you, Barry. As always, good to be back. And our guest today, it's interesting. We were pre-recording laughing and giggling because we've actually known each other for somewhere between 5 or 6 years. We can't decide on how long we've known each other. As our listeners know, NextGen has been my host agency for 6 years. It's the only one I've ever had, kind of found it and stayed put, and have been very happy with it. And our guest today has evolved over the years. While being at NextGen, he started off as an agent, as I am, and developed into a higher position in a much more connected spot than just, quote unquote, being an agent. And I would like to introduce Robbie Hamida, who we've known each other for a long time, and we met actually at one of the conferences. And we're trying to figure out which one. Could have been boot camp. It could have been one of many that I have attended. He's a great, great guy. And I would like to introduce Robbie Hamida. And currently, he is Director of Strategic Air Programs, which will be part two of our interview. But for part one, we're going to talk about the Power Up program. And it's a program for new agents and what next is to be able to help develop their skills and make them feel welcome. So, Robbie, thank you for being on the show, and let us know, what is that program about?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks, Lorraine, and thank you for Barry for having me on your show. I'm so honored to be here, and congratulations on, I think you've just went over, what, 300 as well?
Yeah.
So, yeah, congrats. Well, the Power Up program, you know, I was hired by NextGen, I want to say, you know, just a little over 3 years ago to help develop a new program because NextGen wanted to do something new and do something different because we wanted to make sure we were doing our part in bringing in new sellers of travel into the travel industry. So through a lot of thought process, a lot of knowledge, a lot of research with a lot of our current agents on what did they wish they had if when they came into the business, and that's when the Power Up program was born. And what we wanted that program to be was we wanted it to be something that would be flexible for new people coming in. That way, you know, we realize, you know, as people, you know, evolve in their own lives, that they don't have the ability to, you know, have all the time to just jump out and go back to school full time to get the knowledge that they need. So we really wanted to give them, you know, the knowledge of, you know, their basics of car, basics of hotel, basics of cruise, basics of tour, and give them a good foundation so when they did become really active in the industry, they would know where to go, where to get what they need. But we had to make sure the program had to be more than just about travel. You know, as you know, Lorraine, being one, and as I knew before I worked for NextGen, you know, being an agent, an independent agent, you are running a business. And so we had to make sure not only what the education travel focused and supplier focused, but we had to do so much more with business focus. Agents had to understand that by running a business, they had to understand being prepared, having a business plan, having a marketing plan, and working through those things. And one thing we wanted to make sure as well was that the programs that we did have as part of the power-up training complemented everything that we offered our regular agents as part of our regular supplier webinars and our live events, you know, such as we have the boot camps, which we have 3 to 4 times a year, you know, which is really deep down, intense, hands down training, as well as our big annual Connection conference, you know, which gives the agents the ability to choose, you know, their courses, choose which suppliers they want to spend time with, as well as the trade show. It was everything was made to complement everything else. So the agents got a very full picture when they came into the business.
Which said it's a well-rounded program. I know that when I started a bazillion years back, that wasn't offered. So it's really a shift forward for NextGen to be able to provide that training for new people. And it's been, sounds like it's been a very successful program. Is that right?
It has, and we've been, you know, gracious enough 2 years in a row. We were able to win 2 Magellan Awards, so it was very nice to be recognized, you know, for the work that we had done with that program. And, it, you know, one, being honored always feels good. But the best part that feels really good is when I run into our agents at our conferences, or just they call me just to tell me, you know, how great things have worked out and how, you know, they are selling, you know, they understand everything. It all makes sense. And they, now they can't imagine doing anything else because they have that passion, they have that light that I think got me in this industry. And it's fun. It's so nice to see agents that come in that want to be there, that want to sell, that just have a smile on their face every day. Embrace not only all the soft skills that you expect, you know, a good travel professional to have, but they have just that love for being in the industry. They love what they do. They love what they're selling. They believe in what they're selling. And that's like all the reward in the world is when I run into these agents. You know, we have one that's a successful cruise agent. We have one that's doing, you know, honeymoon. You know, most of the agents that go through the program, they're able to discover their niche by going through some of the training, because some people would come in and really not know what they wanted to do, and going through the process of finding out what they liked, you know, what they like to do when they travel, you know, what is their business potential, what is in their area, what if they expand outside that area, are they within their comfort zone to do those kind of things, and then if they want to expand, how to help them expand and find that, you know, discovering their niche, you know, which may be different than what they thought it was, you know, through some of the training programs.
Absolutely. And one of the big shout outs I want to give to Nexion is it really is a family. The staff make you feel welcome. Being at boot camp or Connexion or some of the other trainings, people come up to you who've worked for Nexion for years saying, hi, how are you? How you doing? And they'll email you when you get home and just reconnect with you, or just make you feel like they are really happy you're part of the program. And that's definitely one of the reasons why I've stayed with Nexion for so many years. And they have a long history, which is great. Jackie's wonderful. We've had her on the show. We got to break her in one time, which is nice. And, you know, people are just generally friendly. And although busy, because I know all of you are busy, you still make time for people to feel like you're glad they're part of the team.
Well, I'll tell you, when going from an agent, being a Nexion, I was hosted by Nexion for 4 years before I became an employee. And when that job, you know, position popped up, and I, you know, one of my passions was education, it was a no-brainer for me to apply and try to get that job, because I knew the people at Nexion, and you're right. And it is like, it does have that family feeling. And I knew so many of the people just being a customer, because I would drive over to the office, you know, after they relocated to Texas from California. So they were in my backyard. So I was able to go to the office and go there for, you know, Halloween, which is one of Nexion's big holidays, which we're excited is coming up here pretty soon. The office is already decked out with decorations and loaded with candy, but it really is such a fun place to go to. And between all the coworkers that I have, you know, Jim and April and Jackie and Dwayne and Tanya and, you know, just everybody. I mean, they are just phenomenal people to be around. And it just complements the fact that, you know, Nexion's agent population, I have a good relationship with a lot of our agents. And I do. I know a lot of them by name. I talk to 20 agents a day, and it's, I'm not on the phones. That's not, I'm not a call, you know, I'm not in the call center queue. I just love talking to our agents. They are just so, it's fun to see that twinkle in their eye right through the phone, because they love what they do. And that's the atmosphere I like to be around.
Definitely. Now, Barry, are you still with us?
Yeah, I had to step away a minute. You know, unfortunately, we were still having some technical problems, and I think our listeners probably heard that a little bit, and I was trying to repair that, so I stepped away. But one of the questions I might have, Robbie, is that, you know, somebody that's interested in getting into the travel business, becoming an agent, what would be the first piece of advice or first thing that they should do? What would you suggest?
Well, I mean, the first thing I would ever tell someone that wants to come into the business is this a good time for you to start a business? And is there anything major going on in your life right now that would prohibit you from spending the time training, spending the time, you know, being able to sell some people have a lot of things in their personal life, and you don't want that to get in the way when you're first starting your business. There is a time commitment, and in some respects, there's a financial commitment. Are you ready, at this point to, go out and get the technology you need to be successful? Do you have the right computer? Do you have the right phone, whether you're using a VoIP phone or a landline phone? Do you have the right phone? Do you have a good place to work if you're going to be home-based? Is there a good place in your home that you can work without interruption when you're dealing with customers? Do you have a good, customer base or a good potential customer base that you can go to, whether, they're at your local church, whether the local supermarket, just huge networks of friends that you may have, using social networking to reconnect with all those people in high school that you used to like, just that huge potential customer base. Do you have that as well? So I'd say those are the first things you want to look at. But, again, the most important thing, is this a good time in your life to start a business? And then get the training. But one of the things that we did with PowerUp is there are some programs out there that, with some of the community colleges that require you to go through all this training, and you're going through years of school before you're able to sell anything. Our industry changes by the minute. Every time the wind changes, something new comes along. Mm-hmm. And the joy of the PowerUp program was right from day one, these agents were full Nexion agents. So let's say today they learned how to book a Royal Caribbean cruise. That night, they can go and book it. Or let's say they just went on an Ireland fam. They can come home and immediately book a group to Ireland. They didn't have to wait until all the training was done. If they went through some supplier training or some destination training, then they're ready to jump in. And just to add to that, so much of our industry, we are totally overloaded with training. The travel industry is so large and there's so many facets to it and it's so fragmented. It is so easy, and I use this term, Jackie uses this term. It's so easy to become an education junkie. You can sit there and train all day, every day, and never sell a thing because you're too busy training. And that's one of the pitfalls we do see some agents come into. And I always tell them, focus on what you need to get started, focus on what you need to be successful. And sometimes taking that webinar on the Peruvian tree frog when you want to sell Caribbean cruises is a waste of your time, and time is money. So, that is one of the things I warn agents, is to find the education they need and a good balance of education. Some supplier, some destination, some business, don't get too hung up on one specific type of training either. And they're offered in so many different ways too. I mean, there's some great travel, trade shows that happen throughout the year around the country. A lot of suppliers do webinars, so you don't even have to leave your desk. A lot of them, like we do at Nexion, we record all of our webinars and we house them, for a year in what we call Nexion University, which is getting a huge refresh next week. So we're excited. We can't wait to launch our new learning management system. But there's just so much out there. CLIA offers training, Cruise Line International Association, their certification programs, like with the Travel Institute. So that there's just so much out there. But stay focused on what your goal is, or if you're not sure what your goal is, step back until you figure that out before you spend a lot of time.
There's one thing that we all hear as travel agents, and it's actually an objection sometimes to overcome, and that's, there's so many opportunities to book travel online. Why would I want to use an agent? And I know you're right there working with hundreds, if not thousands, of agents that kind of indicate that a lot of people do book with travel agents.
They do. And it's funny, more and more the media, is starting to see this resurgence of the travel agent. And it's funny, especially in the past 6 months, we've seen it even more. The one thing the travel agent will always provide the customer is the level of service. It's all about being professional. It's all about providing the customer that service they need. So they will, you'll always come back to you. When you're in trouble, you can't walk over to your computer and go, okay, my flight's canceled, do something. That is something that a travel agent is watching. A travel agent will take care of it. And, customers who use a travel agent are a lot happier because you build that relationship with that person. You remember your customers, what's going on in their personal life. You remember if it's their kid's birthday, it's their anniversary, how's your parent, how's the dog. The internet doesn't provide that, it's you're almost like a doctor. When you're a travel agent, you are, prescribing these wonderful vacations to your customers, and your vacation takes So you start them on a new regiment of another vacation. So it's a fun job, but you know, that's something that the internet can't do. It can't make those recommendations. It doesn't know what's going on. It doesn't know emotion. And you know, until you know, Apple can create a system that understands emotion, you know, we need a travel agent.
Yeah, you know, and the internet can't provide the same service that you get face to face, and we're just experiencing that with a little bit of breakup in the audio.
Yeah,
that's because the internet.
Yes.
So if we were sitting together in a room recording this face to face, dealing with each other in person, we wouldn't have that problem.
We would not. And you can't capture a lot of, you know, even our home based agents. You know, we always tell them to get up and get out there, go see your customers. If they're local, don't keep it on the phone. Don't keep it via email. You want to keep it personal. And if you have that chance, do it. Take advantage of it. And even when getting new business, if you don't get out there and you don't put your, you know, get those people to know you and know your face, you know, you will help us lose that. And I just think of all the texts I get and all the emails I get. So many times I just pick up the phone and call them because I don't even want to email back. It's so impersonal in some certain circumstances. And, you know, I love technology. I just buy everything as soon as it comes out, you know, so it's just it doesn't meet that personal need of having that relationship with the person on the other end.
Absolutely.
Now, Robbie, correct me if I'm wrong on this. You had kind of mentioned some new program coming out in the next week or two. Can you give us a little gleaning on that?
Yes. You know, we're excited. You know, I was recently replaced, you know, when I moved into my new role, and we have this, you know, wonderful gentleman, you know, Rick Custish, who replaced me. And, you know, Rick, one of his first projects coming on board, you know, we're in travel. There's no time to rest. You know, you come in and it's feet to the ground and you're running. But we had this wonderful thing called Nexion University. It's a learning management system that was using a system called PathLore. And, you know, we were owned by Sabre, and it was, you know, license, and we were looking for something different anyway, to move into a new learning management system, which we will still call Next University, but we are launching this new updated learning management system, which will be kind of the central command for all education at Nexion. You'll find our webinars there. Students, you know, age will be able to track all of their external education as well, so they can go in and add to their transcript if they've reached their certification, and if they went to a travel conference, you know, attend some classes, track their CLIA credits. There's going to be so many things agents can track in this new learning management system, and at a moment's notice, go in and print, you know, their transcript out. That way they can track their progress and see what they've done and what they've listened to and what they've learned. So we will launch that next week. You know, it's just beautiful. I mean, very few times I'll look at something on the internet and say it's beautiful. You know, a lot of work has gone into this, get the colors right, to get the screen layout right, and we're excited. I mean, it is gorgeous, and the agents are really gonna love it. The platform behind the scenes for us to get content in there, as well as for the agents to work through the tool. It's so seamless and so nice, and so there's not enough nice things I can say. You know, Rick and our tech team have done a phenomenal job working with the vendor, you know, who built the software. So we're excited. We can't wait till next week. So it'll be a good launch, and all our agents will go in there and take all that education, because it's in there, and we have to get people to continue to learn, because we are an industry that's ever changing. And if agents don't keep themselves up to date on what's going on, you know, they won't have the knowledge to be ready when a customer does need them to know something.
Precisely. So let's say our listeners are listening and they're not familiar with Nexion. Mm-hmm. What would be a good way for them, whether they're a new agent or a seasoned agent, to gather more information, be able to look further into what Nexion has to offer?
Yeah, I mean, the best place to start, of course, is Nexion.com. You know, on Nexion.com, you know, we list everything that we offer, all of our programs, you know, with suppliers and marketing, is our training, you know, what the commission levels are. And that's the best place to start. And from there, you know, if you ever need more information, on the top right of our Nexion.com website is a little Getting Started button. And by clicking on that Getting Started button and filling out that basic information, you know, it will send a note to our sales team, and then they can obviously call the agent back right away and give them, you know, just a quick demo on what's going on at Nexion. So that is really the best place to start. And what's really cool right now, you know, and it's something we really never ever do, and I'm excited we're actually doing it. You know, for those that go on Nexion.com right now until November 18th, we are actually we cut in half our registration fee. So our one-time fee, which is usually $199 just to get started, is actually down to $99 until November 18th, and that is rare for Nexion to do. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. So that's just something that I'll put out there as well.
Well, that's nice, and it's a nice trade. In this day and age, it's difficult for people to put up money. It's also difficult for companies to, you know, be able to be flexible enough to be able to help support a new person that way. So this is a really good midway to be able to win-win on both sides. So I'm really glad to hear you saying that, because that definitely does not lower the quality of what potential new people will get. And right. Again, Nexion's been my host agent for a bazillion years, and I can't say that I'll be leaving. I've been happy with them. They've been there when I've really, really needed them, and kept distance when I was cruising well on my own and didn't need any help. So that's one of the things I really like about them.
Well, you know, we are always glad to have you, Lorraine. And, you know, and I will say one more thing. It's funny, you know, we have that offer, you know, until November 18th. This is one of the times where, you know, especially in the Power Up program, we start to hear from the people that are already working on those New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. You know, next year I'm going to start my own business. You know, so, you know, for those people, this is like the perfect timing. They can get in, get ready, get signed up, get registered, you know, start their education now so they can be in a good place. So when January 1st rolls around and you have that giant list of resolutions in front of you that you need to, you know, once you're done, you know, once you've January 2nd, you've stopped going to the gym, you've already broken your diet, you can keep selling travel.
That's a very good point. Thank you. And thank you again, Robbie, for being on the show. If the listeners would like to contact you, what would be a good email address? Do you have Facebook? Do you recommend people going to the Nexion Facebook account? What's a good way to connect up?
You know, they can always find us, you know, on Facebook, you know, so facebook.com/Nexion Inc, you know, so NexionInc, you know, or they can always reach me at Robbie, Robbie.Hamida, Hamida, at Nexion.com.
And Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Okay, my email address is Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net, and I'll let everybody know that they can hold me at Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Lorraine, before we close the show too, I want to mention a little bit about what's coming up next week, but go ahead with your contact information, then we'll get into the what's coming up.
Absolutely. My information, if people would like to reach me, is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. Or if you'd like to connect up with me at Facebook, the more friends, the better. I also show some of my travel pictures on there, which Facebook is a very interesting way of getting clients and having them experience things at a different level. And I can be reached at Lorene R, and that's LORENER. Barry?
Well, very good. And as I mentioned at the start of the interview here, this is a two-part interview. And hello, Coco. He usually jumps in here. It's a guest appearance. Two-part interview. And Next week, we're going to have Robbie as we continue the interview today, but we'll bring Robbie back in the show next week to finish up. And what we're going to talk about, and I know a lot of people wished that as a travel agent that you could be a full-service travel agent and sell airline tickets. And I know some of you may have GDS systems, but many don't. And so if you've always wondered how to be a full-service agent without getting into the world of GDS, stay tuned for next week, and Robbie will tell us how to do that. So thank you, Robbie, for being a part of the show.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Go back to the green room now, Robbie, and change your hat.
Change my hat, yes. Quick costume change.
That's right. Thank you, Barry. Talk to you next week.
Well, thank you, Bobby, and thank you, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment. And I look forward to bringing our audience the co-hosted segment, the part two of this interview next week. And as we usually do on the show, we have three news items. And the news items are travel-related in some way or shape or form. And the first one is really a little bit unusual because it talks about Steve Jobs. And as you know, Steve Jobs passed away this week, unfortunately. We lost a great innovator in the world of technology with Steve's passing. But anyhow, this article is a press release. It comes from PR Web, and I have a link to it in the show notes. And what this article talks about is a couple that kind of got fed up with the 9-to-5 scene. And actually, they had a business, but the recession ruined their business, and they wanted to choose a lifestyle, an independent lifestyle that lets them choose their location, where to live, and if they want to, they can pack up and move to another location at any time they want to. It says, towards the end of 2010 and not fully recovered and energized by a vacation to San Francisco and Napa Valley, hello Laureen, they began to consider what they could do to get a fresh start. And travel was at the top of their list of things that they wanted to do more often. So they began reading books about how to live a long-term lifestyle, travel lifestyle. And one of those books was Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek. I've read that book. It's a pretty good book. I like it. I should go back and review it. But in the book, there was a quote by Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs said, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and I've asked myself, if today was the last day of my life, what would I want to do? And what am I about today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Steve Jobs gets up in the morning, and if he's about to embark on something that he really doesn't want to do, and that happens too many days in a row, then, you know, it's time for a change. And I think we all should think about that because life's too short. So almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, those things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you're going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. And that's according to Steve Jobs. Now, for this couple, it was the last sentence. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. Now, that really resonated with the couple, and it was the catalyst for their big move. We have a low-flying airplane out here. You might be able to hear that. It's a beautiful day here in West Michigan, and people are out with their lawnmowers and leaf blowers and airplanes. So, anyhow, got the windows open, and all that noise comes through here from time to time, so I think you might be able to hear it. So anyhow, the article goes on to say that that last sentence was something that the couple printed on index cards and carried around with them in their wallets. They quit their 9-to-5 jobs, and they began traveling indefinitely. And first they lived at the beach for 2 months in Sarasota, Florida. Then they lived in Berlin, Germany for 3 months. And then they made some stops in Orlando, Florida, Austin, Texas, and New Orleans. Now the press release is really an advertisement for their company, which is locationliberated.com. And what they do is they teach people how to live this liberated lifestyle. And I bring this to the show, I bring this article to the show because, you know, I think being a home-based travel agent gives you a liberated lifestyle as well. So there's some inspiration in this article and some inspiration in Steve Jobs' quote. So if you feel like you're tied down, or if you wake up every morning thinking that this is something that you don't want to do for the day, it's time to reevaluate. So that's article number one. And article number two comes from, also it's a press release, and it's about Princess Cruises being honored, their blog being honored with the top travel industry award. And their blog is the 50 Essential Experiences, the Travel Bucket List. And I bring this to the show because I thought, you know, if you go to the blog and you read these 50 Essential Experiences, you may receive some ideas on things that you can offer your clients, experiences that may be described in this blog that may help you put together travel packages for your clients. Now, the blog was created by the travel staff, the travel writing professional staff at Princess Cruises, and they talk about their own destination experiences. So I think it's worthwhile to take a look at the blog. I have a link to the press release in the show notes, and the press release has all the links to the blog and anywhere you want to go that's mentioned in the article. So it looks like a good place to take a look and see how that might help you develop experiences for your clients. And we have the last article of the day, and that article comes from the Pacific Business News. Again, a link to the article is in the show notes. And this article talks about Hawaii and how occupancy at the Hawaii hotels has risen 5 percentage points over the last year compared to a year ago. And the room rates, the prices of the rooms, have also increased 7% that year as well. So, tourism, and I know we feature Hawaii a lot here on the show, and I think this article goes to show that it's a popular destination spot and something that we pay attention to here on the show. Laureen has spent a lot of time in Hawaii on fam trips, and I think the article indicates that a lot of people are interested in Hawaii and traveling there because the room occupancy rates continue to increase, as well as the room rates, but not significantly, because the room rates are now an average of $163.60 on Oahu. And on Kauai, the average room rate is now $207.98. And all in all, that is not too bad, not too bad of a vacation deal. So anyhow, those are the three news articles for the show this week, and I'm glad you were here, glad you stuck around to listen, and we'll be back next week with part two of Bobby's interview, and we're going to talk about how you can become a full-service travel agent by booking air as well as your cruises. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Well, I wish everybody a happy week, safe travel, stay healthy, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye now. Super.